We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Away we go, episode 814 of the Al Galdi podcast. It is Friday, April 26, 2024.
With the second pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU.
The words of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell on Thursday night. One of the biggest decisions in Washington, D.C. sports history happened on Thursday night. The Commanders took LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels with the number 2 overall pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. And that was the team's only pick in the first round of the 2024 NFL Draft. The Commanders did not trade back into the first round, leaving them with a whopping 5 picks for day 2 of the draft. 2 second round picks and 3 third round picks. Friday night sets up to be quite the night, especially considering that we on Friday night also have Game 3 for the Capitals against the New York Rangers in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Caps home to the Rangers at 7, trailing in the series 2-0. Hello and welcome to this Friday installment of the Al Galdi podcast, the only Washington, D.C. area sports podcast or show for which there is a new episode out each weekday, Monday through Friday, with each episode out oh so early each weekday morning. You never have to wonder about when the next episode of this podcast is coming out. This is the podcast that wakes up with you. This is the podcast that follows D.C. area sports so that you don't have to. And we on this podcast talk Commanders on every episode, every single one, no matter the time of year. If you've been with us for a while, we appreciate your loyalty. If you are new to the podcast, it is great to have you with us. The first round of the 2024 NFL Draft marked a big night for high school football in the Washington, D.C. area. The Chicago Bears took USC quarterback Caleb Williams at 1. Williams went to Gonzaga College High School in Washington, D.C. The New York Jets took Penn State offensive tackle Olu Fashanu at 11. He went to Gonzaga. The Miami Dolphins took Penn State edge defender Chop Robinson at 21. He went to Quince Orchard High School in Gaithersburg, Maryland, and then played for the University of Maryland for the 2021 season, but also with the first round of the 2024 NFL Draft were the quarterbacks. 6 of the top 12 picks in the 2024 NFL Draft were quarterbacks. The Chicago Bears took USC quarterback Caleb Williams at 1. Our Commanders took LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels at 2. The New England Patriots took North Carolina quarterback Drake May at 3. The Atlanta Falcons shockingly took Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr. at 8, despite having signed you-know-who to a mega-money contract as an unrestricted free agent last month. What must our pal, our homie, you-know-who be thinking right now? You-know-who's former team, the Minnesota Vikings, they traded up one spot and took Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy at 10, and the Denver Broncos took Oregon quarterback Bo Nix at 12. The NFL's common draft era began in 1967. Prior to Thursday night, there had never been an NFL draft in which 4 of the first 8 picks were quarterbacks, or 5 of the first 10 picks were quarterbacks, or 6 of the first 12 picks were quarterbacks, but all of that happened on Thursday night. The first round of the 2024 NFL draft was maybe the most glaring indication yet of how important this position of quarterback has become. The Commanders at 2 had their pick of all but one of the quarterbacks in the 2024 NFL draft. Did our team make the right pick? Next segment, in-depth reaction to and analysis of the Commanders taking Jaden Daniels at 2, including key comments from Daniels himself in a virtual press conference on Thursday night, and key comments from Commanders General Manager Adam Peters in a post-first-round press conference late night on Thursday night. Speaking of Adam Peters and Jaden Daniels, some interesting stuff from NFL insider Ian Rappaport of NFL Network and NFL.com on Thursday night. Here was Rappaport with host Rich Eisen during NFL Network's coverage of the first round of the 2024 NFL Draft.
Rich, it has been quite a journey for Jaden Daniels and specifically Commanders GM Adam Peters. A year ago, through his friend Brandon Ayuk, Jaden Daniels wondered for Adam Peters, what is my stock? Should I go in the draft? Peters said to Ayuk, it's about a fifth rounder, should probably go back. Jaden Daniels never forgot that. Before his visit to the Commanders, he was a little miffed that there were several other quarterbacks there with him. Then Dan Quinn and Peters picked him up, and he met straight with the owner, and he was back in, very excited, potentially, to be with the Commanders.
Yeah, good intel there from Ian Rappaport. Quite a journey indeed for Adam Peters and Jaden Daniels. And at least according to Rappaport, Daniels was miffed at his pre-draft visit with the Commanders last week, being a group-style visit. But even with that, Peters took Daniels at 2. That tells you how much Peters likes Daniels. Also on the show, I'll talk some Nationals. They lost to the Los Angeles Dodgers 2-1 at Nationals Park on Thursday, completing a 3-game sweep. Although starting pitcher Mackenzie Gore was good, 1 run in 6 innings. A programming note. The next episode of the podcast, what will be episode 815, will be a show that is out on Sunday morning. Yes, a special scheduled emergency installment of the podcast on which I react to and discuss whatever the Commanders do in rounds 2 through 7 of the 2024 NFL Draft. We on Friday night have rounds 2 and 3. We on Saturday afternoon have rounds 4 through 7. The oh-so-rare weekend installment of the Al Galdi podcast in scheduled emergency fashion. Because remember, the only thing more urgent than an emergency is a scheduled emergency. You can hit me up on X at Al Galdi. You can email me the Al Galdi podcast at yahoo.com. Feedback on what else? The Commanders taking Jaden Daniels at 2. From Walter Miles on X, Jaden is going to set the league on fire. Thank you for that, Walter. From John on X, bring on the season. Thank you, John. Email from Doc Martin in Telly writes, Doc, Now we're must-see TV, and at least now we don't have to slog through 7 games of Marcus Mariota. Should be fun. Thank you for the email, Doc. I will be very disappointed if Jaden Daniels is not the Commander starting quarterback for week 1 of the 2024 season. When you spend a number 2 overall pick on a quarterback who played 5 seasons of college football, that guy should be your immediate QB1. If he isn't, there's a problem. So I fully expect Jaden Daniels to be the Commanders week 1 QB1 for the 2024 season. Email from Brad on the pre-draft process now officially being over. Writes Brad, "Damn you, Al. I went into Thursday night never so informed, yet also never so unprepared to know who I wanted to root for with a pick. Great work throughout this entire process, and I loved all of the different people who you had come on. I wasn't kidding. This was the most informed I had ever felt about a pick, even if that did not help me to decide who I preferred. And how great is it that this is what we are talking about? Our latest big scandal is the Topgolf event, having fake news Florio getting his panties all in a bunch over it instead of some other op-ed about something else sleazy or gross that the old organization did. Football debate is so much more fun." Thank you for the email, Brad. So true. As fatigued as some of you may have become by the quarterback debate, and I get that fatigue, the quarterback debate was so much better and so much more enjoyable than talking about controversies and scandals and investigations as we so often did in recent years. For us as Washington fans, the abnormal became normal, and our new normal is actually being normal. Email from Corey on the significance of Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Writes Corey, "I wonder which will have more outcries of he is not the guy, the second pick in the draft, or the 2024 presidential election." Thursday was a big day to celebrate for me as a fan and as a father, as my kids Dylan and Jordan turned 18 years old. Here is to hoping that the Washington front office will make fans as proud as my children have made me and their mom. Thanks, as always, for following DMV Sports so that I don't have to. Well, thank you very much for that, Corey. And a belated happy birthday to Dylan and Jordan. Well, someone who I know is happy about the new era for the Commanders is a great fan of the team and a great supporter of this podcast, Dr. George Verghese. Dr. Verghese is a board-certified dermatologist and Mohs surgeon. He is one of the nation's premier dermatologists, and operating under his direction is the Mid-Atlantic Skin Surgery Institute of Maryland, which has locations in Waldorf, Maryland, Leonardtown, Maryland, and Lexington Park, Maryland. Whatever your dermatological needs may be, call 301-396-3401 and make sure that you mention that Al Galdi sent you. The Mid-Atlantic Skin Surgery Institute of Maryland focuses on medical skin care, cosmetic procedures, and skin cancer diagnosis and comprehensive care. If you are dealing with skin cancer or have dealt with skin cancer or want to get screened for skin cancer, contact Dr. George Verghese and the Mid-Atlantic Skin Surgery Institute of Maryland. Heck, Dr. Verghese and the Institute offer free skin cancer screenings to anyone considered a new patient. And Dr. Verghese and the Institute offer advanced treatments for skin cancer, including painless and scarless skin cancer treatment. Also, if you are dealing with allergic reactions, if you're dealing with acne, psoriasis, or eczema, if you're interested in procedures like Botox, laser hair removal, or chemical peels, contact Dr. George Verghese and the Mid-Atlantic Skin Surgery Institute of Maryland. Whatever your dermatological needs may be, call 301-396-3401. That's 301-396-3401. And make sure that you mention that Al Galdi sent you. You can also visit MidAtlanticSkin.com. That's MidAtlanticSkin.com. Just make sure that you tell Dr. Verghese and the Institute that Al Galdi sent you. For excellent and comprehensive skin care, contact Dr. George Verghese and the Mid-Atlantic Skin Surgery Institute of Maryland. And make sure that you mention that Al Galdi sent you.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, if you happen to be listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, you can write a review of the podcast saying that you like it. The review can be just a sentence or two, but the reviews help out the podcast a lot. Thank you for doing them. We on Thursday morning, hours before the Commanders' monumental decision with their number two overall pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, had two Commanders' news items that emerged. One was the team reportedly deciding to not exercise the fifth-year option in the rookie contract of linebacker Jamin Davis. The other news item was the team announcing that it is retiring the number 28 of legendary Redskins corner Darryl Green, who was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2008. Jamin Davis in no way deserved to have his fifth-year option exercised. He has been a disappointment both on and off the field, and he is emblematic of the bad drafting that took place over Ron Rivera's 4 years as Washington head coach in, wait for it, yes, a coach-centric approach. First-round picks for Washington under Ron now are 0-2 on fifth-year options. The team last offseason did not exercise the fifth-year option in the rookie contract of edge defender Chase Young. And the truth is that 0-4 is a real possibility. We'll see what happens with receiver Jahan Dotson and corner Emmanuel Forbes Jr. But Dotson, off a good 2022 rookie season, had a bad 2023 season, and Forbes had a really bad 2023 rookie season. And then there's Darryl Green, the best cornerback in franchise history, arguably the best defensive player in franchise history. He's on the shortlist. He's in the mix with the likes of linebacker Chris Hamburger and safety Ken Houston and edge defender Dexter Manley. The Skins took Darryl Green with the number 28 overall pick in the 1983 NFL Draft. So we on Thursday morning had the Jamin Davis news as a reminder of a Washington first-round pick that is not working out. And we had the Daryl Green news as a reminder of a Washington first-round pick that worked out in all-time great fashion. And then we on Thursday night had the Commanders taking LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels with the number 2 overall pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. Let us hope that this JD works out better than the JD who Washington took in the first round of the 2021 NFL Draft, Jamin Davis. And let us hope that Jaden Daniels works out the way that Daryl Green worked out for Washington. But as I talked about on Thursday's show, episode 813, I was going to be excited about whichever quarterback the Commanders took it to, because there was and is a lot to like about the quarterbacks who were most talked about as potentially being taken by the Commanders at 2. Jaden Daniels, North Carolina's Drake May, and Michigan's J.J. McCarthy. Yes, I most wanted Drake May. And yes, he got taken by the New England Patriots with their number 3 overall pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. And yes, I am going to be sick to my stomach if May thrives and Daniels does not thrive. But, you know, this show is not the time to focus on what could have been. This show is not the time to focus on the concerns with Jaden Daniels, although we will hit on those some, because they were addressed by someone rather important late night on Thursday night. But this show is the time to revel in the excitement generated by Jaden Daniels. And there is a lot of reason for excitement. Jaden Daniels, in his super senior season of 2023, was sensational. He, over 12 games, had 40 touchdown passes versus 4 interceptions, a yards per pass attempt of 11.66, and a completion percentage of 72.2. He finished number 1 among all qualified quarterbacks in the FBS in ESPN's a total QBR 95.7. QBR is on a scale of 0 to 100. He led all qualified players in the FBS in total offense per game, points responsible for per game, yards per pass attempt, rushing yards by a quarterback, and passer rating. And by the way, his passer rating was 208. That is the highest single season passer rating for a qualified quarterback in FBS history. Jaden Daniels in this outstanding 2023 season was especially good on deep balls. For Pro Football Focus, Daniels in the 2023 season on pass attempts of at least 20 air yards earned a passing grade of 99.2, best among all qualified quarterbacks in the FBS. PFF grades are on a scale of 0 to 100. Per Sports Info Solutions, Daniels in the 2023 season on pass attempts of at least 15 air yards went 53 of 79 for 1,783 yards and 24 touchdowns versus a mere 1 interception. Jaden Daniels in his outstanding 2023 season earned a rushing grade per PFF of 92.4. That ranked number 3 among 73 Power 5 conference quarterbacks and running backs who each had at least 120 rushing attempts. Commanders General Manager Adam Peters, he did a post-first round press conference late night on Thursday night. This was Peters on Jaden Daniels as a runner.
Yeah, I think it's a real skill as a quarterback runner, and some quarterbacks really just know how to do it. It's instinct. He has great speed and great acceleration, but he's also a really, really like instinctive talent and runner. And the way I would describe it is slashing. So, one, he's very decisive when he runs, and you have to be decisive in this league especially, but SEC too, but this league especially, because if you're indecisive, these guys are big and fast and they're going to get on you. And they're also, you know, 255 pounds and they still run as fast as you. So what he does, he's very decisive and he slashes. So he's never breaking down. He's never breaking stride. He's attacking edges. And if you watch the tape, there's defenders that think they have him a great angle on him, and then the next thing you know, he's gone because he's never slowing down and he's attacking edges. So I think you can teach that, but a lot of it's instinct and also just he is really fast. You know, he's going to run over 21 miles an hour, which is as fast as quarterbacks get, really. You know, that and maybe Justin Fields and Lamar, you know, those are the guys that run that fast. So you know, I think it's a combination of his speed and his talent, his instinct, and really his toughness, and just, like, he's got it all.
Great breakdown right there. There are only two players in the history of the SEC to each have at least 3,500 passing yards and 1,000 rushing yards in a single season. Those players are Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel in his Heisman Trophy winning 2012 season, and Jaden Daniels in his Heisman Trophy winning 2023 season. And looky, looky, what do those two players now have in common? Cliff Kingsbury, right? Cliff Kingsbury was A&M's offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach for the 2012 season, in which Johnny Manziel became the first freshman ever to win the Heisman Trophy. And Kingsbury, of course, now is the Commanders' offensive coordinator. It is really exciting to think about what Cliff Kingsbury is going to do, is going to cook up with Jaden Daniels. This was Adam Peters on Thursday night on the fit of Jaden Daniels with Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, I think with Cliff, what's great about Cliff is he can really mold the offense around anyone, you know, and that's what one of his, as Q says, superpowers, right? So he's going to build the offense around Jaden, and he's worked with a lot of athletic quarterbacks, so he knows how to do that. And there's some terminology carryover. You know, I think just as you go anywhere, there's terminology carryover and concept carryover, and they've discussed a little bit of that. So they're already vibing, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a really great marriage with him and really all of our offensive coaches, Brian and Tavita and Blau in that room. And so we're just ready to surround him and support him to be the best he can.
Jaden Daniels can be a superstar. He can be an elite dual threat quarterback. We in 2012 saw the impact that a high level dual threat quarterback can have via Robert Griffin III's spectacular rookie season for the Skins. Robert's career fell apart after that season for reasons that we do not have to review. But Jaden Daniels, to me, can be 2012 RG3. Imagine if 2012 RG3 had been sustained. That, to me, is who Jaden Daniels can be. And unlike in 2012, Washington in 2024 has competent ownership that will not undermine the coaching staff and befriend and inflate the ego of the quarterback. Now, Jaden Daniels needs to stay healthy, no doubt. His reckless running style and thin frame are worrisome. We have talked about those things. The pressure to sack rate thing is worrisome. We have talked about that. But what gives me solace is this. Adam Peters made this pick. Adam Peters, as an executive with the San Francisco 49ers, had a very good track record in NFL drafts. He is not a dummy, okay? He is aware of Jaden Daniels' running style and frame and a pressure to sack rate issue. And yet Peters still took Daniels at 2. So if Peters feels that way, then I do feel better about Daniels. There was always going to be a benefit of the doubt with whatever the Commanders did with this number 2 overall pick because of who was making the pick. If you believe in Adam Peters, if you trust in Adam Peters, then you have major reason to feel good about the Commanders having taken Jaden Daniels at 2. Adam Peters on Thursday night on why he took Jaden Daniels at 2.
Oh, why Jaden? Why not Jaden? Jaden, he's to us, he's special in every way. On the field, off the field, I talked to him a couple times and I told him kind of what I told you guys the other day. Didn't really watch a lot of the quarterbacks hard during the season, being with the 49ers, and then I turned on Jaden for the first time here, and I couldn't believe it. I honestly couldn't believe how good he was, and saw him on TV, saw him on highlights and everything, but when you really study him as a quarterback, just as a quarterback, he's really, really good, and just the way he could process, the way he could see the field, go through reads, deliver on time, deliver with pressure in his face, take a hit and deliver a third down pass and move the chains. He's the best deep ball thrower we thought in the draft, and that's even before you start watching him run. And the way he runs, he just kind of, we talk about it, kind of takes your soul as a defense. You think you got him, and then all of a sudden he rips off a 40-yard run, and this is against the SEC. This isn't against some lower competition. This is against the best of the best. So for all those reasons on the field and off the field, I can't say enough about him. And we did a lot of work on all these guys. We did a lot of work on Jaden, and in terms of every single person we spoke to, it was just exemplary as a person, personal character, football character, his work ethic, his football intelligence, how much he cared, his leadership, how he is as a teammate. They were all exemplary, and we went back to high school. We went back to Arizona State and Herm Edwards, his personal quarterback coaches, his LSU and all the staffers at LSU, Brian Kelly there. Every single person you would talk to, it was the same answer. So we felt so good about how awesome of a person that he was on top of watching all that tape. So it was really, it made us feel really, really good about making this pick. And if we could have run it up, we would have run that pick up. We waited a little while because I think they tell us to do that, but we couldn't be happier.
Sky high praise for Jaden Daniels from Adam Peters right there. That was quite an answer from Peters. Here was Peters on Thursday night on when he truly settled on taking Jaden Daniels at 2.
Yeah, I think you guys kind of getting to know how we do things, and going through the whole process, I think is important. And I think I said this last week too. You don't want to make a decision until you have to, but because you never know what's going to happen. But that being said, we knew it was Jaden for a while, and it would have taken a lot for it to not be Jaden personally, or just in reality. I mean, and it was the building. The whole building was, I would say unanimous on that one, and it's easy to see why.
Okay, Jaden Daniels did a virtual press conference on Thursday night. This was Daniels on when in the pre-draft process he knew that the Commanders would take him at 2.
They did a pretty good job, not showing their hand too much. But the conversation I had, I was pretty confident, basically off the conversation that we had, that I was able to come here and fit into the Commanders team. I'm here now. I can't wait to get to work.
Yes, sir. Now, Adam Peters on Thursday night did address some of these concerns with Jaden Daniels. This was Peters on what to me is the biggest concern: health. Again, the running style combined with the frame. Take a listen.
Yeah, I think with any quarterback, not just Jaden, you want to tell him to get down, not take the hit. Which is, if that's your biggest problem with somebody, then it's pretty good deal there. And so, we'll you know, we'll encourage him to not take those hits, but he's so competitive. He's so tough. He got up every time. So, you know, no questions about his toughness or his durability. Just, I think, you know, wanting him to play 17 to 20 plus games every year. Want to make sure he takes care of his body, and we know he will.
All right. Well, Adam Peters not sounding too concerned about Jaden Daniels as an injury risk. Here was Peters on Thursday night on if the notion of Daniels not wanting to be drafted by the Commanders was a discussion point for Peters and his staff.
Not for us, not internally. He never expressed that to us, and really expressed, you know, that he was really happy to be wherever he went, you know, and that's the attitude that I think anybody has to take. And when you're in that position, and he never expressed that to us, and you know, we're thrilled to have him here. I know he's thrilled to be coming here, and we've had a lot of conversations, and we're really excited to work together.
So, Adam Peters, at least according to what he said right there, never internally even brought up the idea that Jaden Daniels might not want to be drafted by the Commanders. One more for you from Adam Peters on Thursday night. He did address not trading back into the first round. Here was Peters on that.
Yeah, if there was one of the players that we would have wanted to get up, we would have tried to, and we did. We made a couple calls, but nothing materialized.
Yeah, and I personally am not bothered by the Commanders having not traded back into the first round. I know there has been the fixation on trading back into the first round for an offensive tackle. I would not have been against that, but, you know, you don't have to use a first-round pick to draft a quality offensive tackle. There are plenty of quality offensive tackles who are non-first-round picks. You got to follow your board, and your board needs to be right, okay? But follow the board. And look, the Commanders now, on this day two of the 2024 NFL Draft, have five picks. They are picks numbers 36, 40, 67, 78, and 100. There is so much good that the Commanders can do on this day two of the 2024 NFL Draft. The team on Thursday night used the number two overall pick in this draft, and that pick was used on Jaden Daniels. And now the work begins for Jaden Daniels to become what the Commanders so desperately need him to become, a franchise quarterback. Here was Daniels on Thursday night on how he would describe himself as a player.
A competitor, a leader, but somebody that just wants to win at all costs and help the team win no matter what, you know, because it's team first always. So I'm excited.
Plenty of reason for excitement with Jaden Daniels. Plenty of reason for excitement with what Nova Fireplace and Stove right now is offering to listeners of the Al Galdi podcast who live in Northern Virginia. Multiple great deals. Deal number one, $25 off any gas fireplace service, chimney cleaning, or chimney inspection. There's no need to go into next heating season unprepared. Get prepared now and at a discounted price. And deal number two, a Commander's Draft Special for those of you with masonry fireplaces. An in-stock wood insert for the extremely discounted price of just $5,000. $300. The usual price is $9,000. And that price of $5,300 includes installation, permit, and county/city inspection. There are just two in-stock wood inserts left. So call now to get yours. Call 571-513-3803. Talk to Stuart Moore. He is the general manager. He's a big Commanders fan. He is a loyal listener of this podcast. And make sure that you mention that Al Galdi sent you to get the special offers. Nova Fireplace and Stove is outstanding. It is family owned. It is a 5-star dealer. Nova Fireplace and Stove also installs generators, water heaters, security lights, and custom outdoor kitchens. There is so much that Nova Fireplace and Stove can do for you. Visit NovaFireplaceAndStove.com to check out customer reviews. Contact Nova Fireplace and Stove and get the customer service that you deserve. 571-513-3803 and make sure that you mention that Al Galdi sent you to get the special offers. That's Nova Fireplace and Stove, 571-513-3803 and make sure that you mention that Al Galdi sent you. Well, on Thursday at Nationals Park had a pitcher's duel, but the pitcher's duel resulted in an Nats loss. A 2-1 loss to the Los Angeles Dodgers to complete a 3-game sweep. The Nats in this 2024 MLB regular season now are 10-14. The pitcher's duel was between the Nats' Mackenzie Gore and the Dodgers' Yoshinobu Yamamoto, with whom the Dodgers this past December 27th announced as having agreed on a 12-year contract, which is a 12-year, $325 million contract. Gore was very good, one run in six innings. Yamamoto was a bit better, six scoreless innings, seven strikeouts. But I was glad to see Mackenzie Gore do as he did. He was coming off a rough outing, the 5-3 loss to the Houston Astros at Nationals Park this past Friday evening. Gore in that game lasted for just four innings, during which he allowed three runs. But Gore on Thursday, one run in six innings. He gave up seven hits, which were a solo homer, a double, and five singles. He issued two walks, so he did put some guys on base. He recorded four strikeouts. He threw a good number of strikes, 102 pitches, 66 strikes versus 36 balls. Gore, in a perfect top of the first, struck out the Dodgers' number two batter, designated hitter Shohei Ohtani, on three pitches for the second out. Very impressive. Also, the Nats with Gore in the game turned a remarkable four double plays as the final two outs for each of Gore's final four innings came via a double play. Here was Nats manager Davey Martinez during his post-game press conference on Thursday evening on Mackenzie Gore.
Today was a growth moment for him as well. Going back out there for the sixth inning, knowing he had not over 90 pitches. He did really well. Really well. So I'm very proud of him. I mean, he gave us everything he had, and it was, he grinded out. So, he did well. So we keep getting good, starting pitcher like that, we're going to be fine.
And the Nats bullpen in this 2-1 loss to the Dodgers on Thursday was fine. Three Nats relievers combined to allow one run in three innings with three strikeouts. Jacob Barnes tossed a scoreless top of the seventh. Jordan Weems in the top of the eighth did allow a run on a leadoff walk of Mookie Betts and a one-out opposite field RBI bloop double by Freddie Freeman to left field for a 2-0 Dodgers lead. But Kyle Finnegan tossed a perfect top of the ninth. The Nats allowed just two runs in this game. That should be good enough to win, but the Nats did not win. Their offense had a rough series. The Nats on Thursday scored just one run, total just seven hits, which were comprised of two doubles and five singles. The Nats worked just one walk. The Nats struck out 13 times. Bad series for the Nats offense. They, during this three-game sweep to the Dodgers, totaled just four runs. Davey Martinez, during his post-game press conference on Thursday evening on the Nats offense.
Yeah, I mean, we're struggling right now offensively as a whole, can't put none together. I mean, but Mackenzie did great. I mean, he gave us six strong innings. He pitched really well. So we got to get our offense going again. I mean, we're playing well, playing good defense, and we turned four double plays today. It's not easy to hold that team over there to just two runs. So we just got to hit. We got to come back. We got to be aggressive. Start hitting the baseball.
Well, an offensive bright spot for the Nats on Thursday was Joey Meneses, who has started to hit off having been in a big-time slump. Meneses on Thursday as the Nats starting first baseman and number three batter, 3-for-4 with a double, an RBI single, and another single. Meneses in the bottom of the fourth had a leadoff first pitch double to left field for his, get this, first extra base hit since March 30th. Thursday was April 25th. Meneses on Thursday had his first extra base hit since March 30th. Meneses in the bottom of the sixth had a two-out first pitch single up the middle, and Meneses in the Nats' one-run eighth had a one-out RBI single up the middle off former Nats reliever Daniel Hudson to cut the Nats deficit to 2-1. Joey Meneses now, over his last five games, 9-for-19 with a double, 8 singles, and 2 walks. Another bright spot for the Nats on Thursday was Jacob Young. He was the Nats starting center fielder and number 9 batter. He went 1-for-3 with a double and 2 strikeouts, and he had a great defensive play. Young, in the bottom of the third, had a one-out hustle double to left field on an 0-2 pitch, and Young, in the top of the sixth, made a terrific diving catch in the right center field gap of a fly ball off the bat of Kike Hernandez, and then threw to first base to double up Freddie Freeman for an inning-ending double play. The Nats do finally have catcher K-Bert Ruiz back. The Nats on Thursday morning announced having reinstated K-Bert from the 10-day injured list, which he had been on since April 15th, retroactive to April 12th, due to influenza, an influenza that appears to be making its way around the Nats. They, this past Tuesday afternoon, announced having placed reliever Robert Garcia on the 15-day injured list, retroactive to April 21st due to influenza. And Nick Senzel, he on Thursday was supposed to be the Nats starting third baseman and number 8 batter, but he was a late scratch due to illness. K-Bert on Thursday was the Nats starting catcher and number 5 batter, as he played in a major league game for the first time since April 8th. K-Bert dealt with that flu for a while, lost a good bit of weight too. He on Thursday went 0-for-4. Additionally, the Nats on Thursday afternoon announced having activated outfielder Stone Garrett from the 10-day IL and having optioned him to AAA Rochester. This is a procedural move to continue a rehab assignment. He's coming off a fractured left fibula and left ankle injury that he suffered in a 9-1 loss at the New York Yankees last August 23rd. Also, the Nats on Thursday morning announced having option catcher Drew Millis to AAA Rochester. Next up for the Nats is a 4-game series at the Miami Marlins, the rare 4-game series that goes from a Friday to a Monday. Game 1, Friday night at 7:10, Trevor Williams will be the Nats starting pitcher. Game 2, Saturday afternoon at 4:10, Mitchell Parker will be the Nats starting pitcher. Game 3, Sunday afternoon at 1:40, Patrick Corbin will be the Nats starting pitcher. And Game 4, Monday evening at 6:40, Jake Irvin will be the Nats starting pitcher. And that will do it for you and me for now. Keep the feedback coming. You can hit me up on X at Al Galdi. You can email me the Al Galdi podcast at yahoo.com. So the next episode of the podcast will be episode 815 and will be a show that is out on Sunday morning, a special scheduled emergency installment of the podcast on which I react to and discuss whatever the Commanders do in rounds 2 through 7 of the 2024 NFL Draft. We on Friday night have rounds 2 and 3. We on Saturday afternoon have rounds 4 through 7. Have a great rest of your Friday. Have a great Saturday, and I'll talk to you on Sunday.
With the second pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.